Hello, this is a Timbuktu interview focusing on the people and places that make Freeport even better. I'm Becky Connors, and today I am here with Jennifer and Joe Konoski, and we're talking about the Tabernacle at Oakdale Nature Preserve. Joe, can you first of all describe what is the Tabernacle and give us a little idea of the history of the building?
Yes, Becky, thanks for the interview. The Oakdale Tabernacle was built in 1915. It's an octagonal building with steel girder construction. It was built so it would stand the test of time and resist the fire that destroyed the original 1895 structure. Oh. The Tabernacle was one of the largest in the area and was used for United Evangelical summer camp meetings. Attendees listened to sermons, lectures, musicales. There were also tabernacles in Lena and in the arcade part of Freeport, but they did not stand the test of time. The Rock River Conference of the United Methodist Church sold the Oakdale property and the Tabernacle to the Freeport Park District in 1971. The Park District used the Tabernacle for various events until it was deemed too difficult to maintain.
And I've been there many times and been in for a variety of things, but I sure didn't know all those things about the history of it. So thank you. Jennifer, can you tell us a little about the recent efforts that you and others have had to save the Tabernacle?
Well, Becky, it's been a long and winding road. But in 2018, Landmarks Illinois placed the Tabernacle on its list of the most endangered places in Illinois. And they said that tabernacles represent a unique part of Illinois' history in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, because they were large gathering places in beautiful natural settings for the public to hear sermons and educational lectures. At that point, the Freeport Park District agreed to give us a 20-year lease with our not-for-profit group that we formed to save the Tabernacle from the demolition, and this was done in the fall of 2021.
Well, good for you. And who all has been involved in this process with you?
Our group is called Save the Tabernacle Incorporated, and we're a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation. And our members that established this are Mary Blake, Jody Koss, Joe and me, Ed Klein, Sharon and Gary Cook, Juliet Modero, and Kathy and Doug Wilkin.
What a great crew. Yeah. And Joe, maybe you can tell us a little what sort of repairs and what's been done so far to the Tabernacle by the Save the Tabernacle group.
Yes, Becky, as soon as we got the lease in the fall of 2021, we did start fundraising. And thanks to tremendous local support and donations, many, many generous people, the group has been able to clean the building of years of animal waste, scrape peeling paint and apply primer to the building, hire MAS Roofing and Siding to put on a beautiful new roof. We hired Courtner's Custom to replace all the windows and repair the siding of the cupola, and that's about to be completed. And finally, we topped off the roof with a copper finial donated by Lesher HVAC of Freeport.
And it is beautiful looking. That roof and that cupola just look stunning and historical and new somehow at the same time. So that's really great. And I know that we've talked before about how when you do fundraising that you have a specific purpose for each fundraising thing that you do, right?
Yes, Becky. Our process has been to hold a fundraising, put it on our Facebook page, send out letters, et cetera. And we have a specific goal in mind. First was the cleaning of the building. Then we moved on to a project or a proposal, a campaign called Raise the Roof.
Yeah.
It was very, very successful. And we were able to do the roof and replace new boards in the roof. And that took quite a bit of money, but that was how we did that. And then we moved on to the cupola, saving the cupola. After we are done with that, we will move on to other things that still need to be done, including rebuilding a stage in the back of the building, repairing rotten siding on the sliding doors, and putting a final coat of paint on the entire building.
That would be wonderful. I'd love it if there were a stage out there again that we could put on shows there. That would be fun. So, Jennifer, what do you see for the future of the Tabernacle?
Well, this, you know, we're lucky. Freeport is home to this unique gem. And once it's refurbished, it will be optimized to attract tourism. We'll hold special events for our community, including exhibits and shows, weddings, concerts, music festivals, theater production. Who knows? Timbuktu may be out there. And of course, we're going to use it for the original purpose, religious services. And, you know, not very many communities have such historic places. And our community is really lucky that we are able to return this place to its rightful place in the history of our county.
Boy, I agree. It is a beautiful building and the possibilities are endless out there at Oakdale. Everyone go out to Oakdale, walk around, look around and take a gander at the tabernacle. So I know you've had great community support so far for all your efforts. Jennifer, what do you, how do people donate now if they want to support this project?
Well, the best way is to send your donation to our address at Save the Tabernacle, P.O. Box 725, Freeport, Illinois. We also have a website to give you further information, and that is at savethetabernacle.org. And we have a Facebook page, Save Our Tabernacle, as well.
Wonderful. Well, Jennifer and Joe, thank you so much for chatting with me today about the tabernacle out at Oakdale Nature Preserve. This has been another Timbuktu interview. Thanks for joining us.